and Carl Jung's archetypes are generalizations which erase the individual in favor of a collective subconscious or whatever the fuck you, right? A collective vision, a collective identity, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but Kluge figured out that the electric media were evoking a new return, he said, to Greek times, to the Athens of individualism and metaphysics, he said. So that was what no one else saw, the retrieving of individual autonomy as a side effect of this mass implosion, massive implosion.
So yeah. So, you know, on the internet, everyone's accusing people who watch news as being NPCs, which is the guy in your video game who's scripted by the computer, played by the computer, a non-player character. I mean, it's also a term from tabletop 80s games where they roll the dice, right? But the point is, if I call you an NPC, I'm calling you a possessed body being puppeted by a machine, and you're not even talking, right? You're like the background character in my video game that the computer plays, right? You're the AI. You're not human, right? Because people who parrot the Android meme are not individuals in the sense that we're discussing. They are possessed by a collective identity, created and structured according to collective postures of mind, which have been, you know, tested in a Madison Avenue first, and then, you know, like they've been tested, in the Washington Beltway, a public opinion, strategist's meeting rooms. Here's a story you can tell that everyone can agree with, right? And those collective stories are breaking down. And those collective stories are what's supported by what's called legacy media. And that's why, you know, that was driving the 20th century. That's what's breaking down. And now we don't have a culture of individualism to fall back on. We don't have a robust culture of how to be an individual, in amidst the sea of NPCs without, wanting to become a fucking mass shooter or some shit. And that's the article I posted in the chat that I humbly suggest we pivot to for the last hour of the show. Because you said, you guys were talking earlier, you know what causes mass shooters? It's the drugs, the prescription, right?
Right, yes.
I think there's a lot more to it than that. And so I posted a piece by Default Friend. We've gone through her stuff before, but here's a piece from her related to mass shootings.
Before we go there, I think I had to say something about the autonomy thing. Oh, yeah. Carpenter. You know, I have a collection of Tony Schwartz's recordings. And Carpenter gave a talk at Fordham, you know, after McLuhan got there in the fall of 67. And in it, he said the new underground, the new avant-garde was reading books. Very interesting statement. And so that the baby boomers, if they wanted to be individualistic and retrieve that image from literate values, literate environment, they started reading books, and they would read electric books I have on my chart, Electric Coulee Estes. They'd read McLuhan. They'd read different kind of books, but they might read a novel or two. But it was he was making a good point that people were becoming techno-working zombies at the working level in the factories and in the middle bureaucracy and in management. The whole society was going corporate. Began in the 50s. So the 70s and 80s saw the rise of yuppies. And what's interesting, that books actually became a subculture. And Carpenter pointed that out. And so that's what you did, Clinton. You dropped out of the zombie Web 2.0 world and started looking into books and finding interesting books, not mainstream bullshit, you know, airport stuff. You were looking up the radical guys. And they were professors. They weren't radicals personally in their lives, but they had thoughts about things that would prop up your mind to give you individual autonomy. So the people don't know. Now it's probably hard, unless you go back to those books, it is so hard for a person to be individual autonomous because their only resort is to be a blogger and start fighting back by spewing stuff. I mean, it's incredible. The number of people who are not that smart who have their own blogs.
Right.
And I guess and writing TikTok
is,
too.
Yeah, and writing is a nice step in a direction, right? Compared to a sea of TikToks. Just to make a point. There's this subject of the collective group mind is covered by Ananda Kumaraswamy in the same essay that McLuhan cribbed the Balinese we have no art, we do everything equally well line from. So that essay is called Spiritual Paternity and the Puppet Complex, and you can find it in Ananda Kumaraswamy's The Bugbear of Literacy, which is a collection of essays.
And when did he do that? In the 50s?
This book came out in, this collection of essays came out in 1943.
Oh, originally. Wow. Way back there.
Yeah. And so, so the essay I'm talking about, Spiritual Paternity and the Puppet Complex, was first published in Psychiatry Magazine, issued August 1945.
Right.
If you read it, you can tell that this is exactly where McLuhan got his, got the Balinese thing from. And so that blew my mind. I think I'm the person who discovered that because no one else had heard of it. And I posted that on the Cuscus McLuhan blog. But yeah, he talks about the puppet complex where there's one guy in the city who's the king and he's surrounded by a bunch of empty, souled people who are empty inside.
Eliot Manichaean Myth, I think McLuhan quotes that. He talks about the demon that runs the town. Maybe Eliot did it, and he quoted Eliot quoting it. But it was the story of this, demi phenomenon was the only conscious thing, and it ran the village or the city.
Yeah,
everybody else
was
unconscious.
Right. Well, it's probably the same myth being referred to, at least. But Ananda Kumaraswamy lays it out in this essay, so it's a good book.
That's interesting. Yeah, I became aware of him because through the Vanishing Point, McLuhan quotes from him. But I was just reading the other day, somebody was going through historical teachers, interesting teachers of the 20th century, and they named him. He actually was popular or sort of famous for a while.
I believe it. I greatly enjoyed this book. It's the only one I've read by him. I don't go around reading Eastern, thinkers very often, but I read this entire fucking book cover to cover. It was completely engrossing. I'll stick a link in the chat anyway.